This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The year is 2020, and we are 19 days out from the election. I am your host, Alex Jones. I will be back in studio coming up at the bottom of the hour. We have some big news we're going to be covering in segment 2 and 3 concerning this viral report of a CIA whistleblower and Obama having members of SEAL Team 6 killed. Well, it's been proven that that's the case, so what's going on with this whistleblower? And how does it tie into current events? We'll talk about that in the next 2 segments. But I wanted to just point out right now, there's a Steve Watson article on Infowars.com about Cambridge University, and they've got Yale doing the same thing, trying to develop systems to basically brainwash the public to take inoculations. And so the new thing is, oh, conspiracy theorists think forced inoculations are coming. They're crazy, but you are going to have to take the shots. And so, don't be crazy. Oh, and the conspiracy theorists say the shots can hurt you. And yeah, a lot of people are getting sick taking them in the trials, but that's okay. I mean, that's the level of gaslighting. That's the level of really upside down world we're dealing with. And these individuals have to be called out. Bill Gates has now officially said the lockdown will last 10 years. And they'll have to take 5 shots a year, at least 2, just for COVID, because we must fix the problem of the common cold. That's why they released an engineered virus that resembles the common cold, because you can never eradicate this. But he says you will take shots and be locked in your house and wear a mask and not have jobs, and that society will collapse. I played the clips yesterday for your own good, to save you from the virus, because we can't let one person ever die. We have to let the whole planet shut down and hundreds of millions starve to death to save one person. This is the open cover for their new world order. What's crazy about their logic is they always have it not make sense, be over the top, be total psychotic, be filled with lies on purpose, because people just can't believe they'd be doing something this bad to them. And so they comply, first with the mask, and then with the forced inoculations and the COVID tracking and the tracing. Because he says, oh, the vaccines aren't going to make you safe. We're going to have to just give you shot after shot after shot for 10 years, and then maybe we'll get rid of COVID. And then they'll declare war on anyone that doesn't go along with this. So that's why this election is so important. Trump, in many levels, is repudiating Fauci and Gates. He's taking control of it by saying we'll have a vaccine sooner to reopen the economy. That's why Gates is so mad. He's saying, no, you'll have to wait till my vaccine comes out in 2 years. I don't support what Trump's doing. I want to be clear, but I understand the Machiavellian move he's making against Gates, and at certain levels it's working. But as a population, we have to say no. As people, we have to say no. We can't just count on President Trump or others to do it for us, or Governor Abbott. We have to go get in their faces and make sure they do the right thing and don't violate the Nuremberg Code and the Geneva Convention against illegal experimentation on populations, especially with things that can damage you. This is guinea pig behavior. This is mad scientist behavior. This is Joseph Mengele, angel of death level garbage, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why this broadcast staying on air is more important than ever. Because even in the Cambridge reports, they admit that it's independent media that's, quote, fueling the conspiracies. We're not fueling any conspiracies. The head of the vaccine program at the UN last year said vaccines are hurting and killing people. And there's a global cover-up and it's collapsing. And so part of this big power grab is the vaccine, the big pharma that knows they've been caught, want to save their asses to bring in worldwide tyranny and worldwide liability protection so they can hide all this in plain view and not all of them go to prison. But they are going to go to prison, just like the heads of Bayer did, for knowingly giving people HIV and factor VIII. So again, it's up to you folks to realize how precious you are, that you're aware, that you're informed, to take the live links of this show and share with everybody you know, your email, your text message, your word of mouth, the telephone for the local stations as well. If you don't do it, nobody will. And now it's official. Planetary world government, planetary lockdown, planetary forced inoculations run by a bunch of devil-worshipping pedophiles. Never forget, Gates is big buddies with Epstein, compromising scientists, setting all this up. All right, we're going to go to break. We're going to come back with very important information on this live edition of the transmission. Only you can carry the information forward. Only you can save yourself and your family and all of us together. Only you can take action, but it's up to you. you. It's up to you. It's up to you. The dystopia is real. We can turn it back with the truth and with action. God bless you. Good luck. We'll be right back.
2020electioncenter.com. Just type it in one time. You've got it saved right there in your browser. Then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms, and most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to ban.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site, the exact same links, the exact same videos. We can comment, we can share them, everything. The system is censoring because the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out and says he's going to take action once reelected against big tech and that he's monitoring the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he hasn't taken action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesign, Infowars.com, and sharing that. Oh, that really upsets him. Oh, yeah.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Alex Jones here on this live Wednesday edition of the Alex Jones Show. I am taking care of some very important InfoWars business, and I am just minutes away from the office. So I'll be in studio coming up here in just a few. But I decided to go ahead and cover this story. I needed some time to look at it and to research it and to make some phone calls. And now I'm ready to comment on it. A report came out over the weekend with a reported CIA whistleblower talking to some of the surviving family members of a Navy SEAL that died. And the gentleman purporting to be with the CIA says that Iran was blackmailing Obama over the fact that they knew what really happened with SEAL Team 6 and the purported killing of Osama bin Laden, what now, 9 years ago. And so I did some research into the individual. I made some phone calls, and I then pulled up some of the research we'd done 9 years ago. And, of course, Infowars.com and, of course, myself did more than a dozen reports with Dr. Steve Pachinik and others detailing the fact that Osama bin Laden had really already died of Marfan's disorder many years before, but that had even come out in CBS News, that there was a bin Laden body double outside the main Pakistan military headquarters in that facility, and that indeed SEAL Team 6 had been sent in, that they had killed the body double, but then they were asking questions about it, and so they were all loaded on a helicopter a few weeks later, not given any mission, which is very unusual. You never put 20-plus people on the same Chinook, and that they were sent into an area to then be shot down by missiles. I did talk to some of the families right after it happened. I did talk to some of the folks involved. I did talk to Dr. Steve Pachinik and others, and clearly they were loaded on the helicopter, and they weren't just shot down with missiles. There was a bomb on board that made sure the job was completed, because sometimes missiles don't kill everybody on board because they're able to do auto-rotates and things and get the helicopter on the ground, and you'll end up having a lot of survivors, if not everybody survives. So they did not really kill bin Laden. He'd already died. He'd been on ice. Pachinik exposed that in 2002. It even became national news. Walter Cronkite covered it. Madeleine Albright covered our story and was afraid that Bush was going to bring out the bin Laden kill. And so they went on C-SPAN and CNN and famously, you know, said that George W. Bush has his body on ice, the word is, and that's an October surprise. So they weren't able to do that October surprise in 2004. So that's just some background here, that we've been deeply involved in this story from the very beginning. I don't know if everything this gentleman's saying is true. I don't know if he was really in the CIA. He does have some intelligence background. I think it's great that Gary Franchi and Next News Network done a really detailed report that I think is the best out there on this. And I'm going to play 5 minutes or so from the start of that report. The full report is on Infowars.com. Then when we come back, I'm going to play Michael Savage. Why play Alex Jones from 9 years ago, talking about how they killed people on board? Savage was also contacted by the same SEAL families. So we'll play Michael Savage when we come back, talking about this. And the reason this is important is
this happened. They killed the Navy SEALs. I'm glad this is getting circulation. I'm glad it's out right now. The problem is this gentleman, it looks like he's saying that Bin Laden really was there and really was killed. That is not the info we have. It was a body double. That said, doesn't mean he's wrong, doesn't mean we're wrong. According to the families, according to the sources, they killed the Navy SEALs to get them out of the way because they knew too much. And I'm really glad this is all coming out, just like Benghazi came out. Because even if Hillary isn't charged by Durham at this point, she can be convicted in the court of public opinion along with Obama. They were both absolutely involved in the whole fake Bin Laden raid and then trying to manipulate the SEALs and so much more. And they also tried to sabotage the SEALs, I'm told, once they were on the ground and wanted to have a big mess and then claim that Bin Laden had died, but the SEALs were able to get out. All of that is now in the mist of history. That's all in the mist of time. What we do know is that Obama and Hillary are still dug in with their operatives in government. They're still trying to overthrow the country. They're now saying they're going to have a violent revolution when Trump wins. They're trying to have states secede. These people are enemies of the country. But there's no doubt they're enemies of our military and enemies of our country's very existence and our ally with the communist Chinese. So here is Gary Franchini and his investigative journalist associate breaking down the whistleblower info. I've been flooded with this. I've had friends and family call me, ask me to cover it. I haven't covered it because I've been busy doing research to try to get my ducks in a row. I'm asking Dr. Steve Pachinik, who actually has been involved in a lot of all this stuff, to come on the show today and give us his take. We're working on that right now. So here is part of Gary Franchi. The Next News Network will come back from 9 years ago with, of course, the one, the only, Michael Savage, who also was exposing this at the time. Remember, the only way we're on the air is your support. We really appreciate you. Now here's Gary Franchi.
My friends, we have a bombshell news report, a whistleblower, a CIA whistleblower, dropping hard evidence that implicates Biden, Obama, Hillary, Brennan, that they actually executed SEAL Team 6 and covered it up, and there is audio, video, and documentary proof. Now, before I get into this, if you're new here, go ahead and tap that red button down below to subscribe and hit that notification bell so you're the first to know when the latest news breaks. Now, Anna Kate, she'll be joining me in just a moment. She tweeted out yesterday, and now the story is going viral across the web. She said, breaking, Alan Harrow Perot, CIA whistleblower, tells Charles Woods, the father of Tyrone Woods, who was killed in Benghazi, that Obama and Biden sent $152 billion as a cover-up for the deaths of SEAL Team 6. Allen said all of the proof will come out, documents and audio. Now, I'm going to play you the video that's attached here, okay, video of the whistleblower's own words. But first, let's get some background. Kerry Donovan from DJHJ Media reports that the full interview of the CIA whistleblower interviewed by Charles Woods and Nicholas Noh surfaced on Sunday, where the three talk about the blackmail extortion of $152 billion U.S. dollars sent to Iran to cover up the deaths of SEAL Team 6 by the Obama administration. Perot has extensive experience with the intelligence community, and he's planning on releasing the documents this week, and what he said are going to uncover numerous crime sprees. Now, I personally have confirmation that the whistleblower evidence is now in the hands of a member of Congress with the means to take action. And Perot said, of the evidence, a heavy price has been paid for what we are uncovering, and millions of people want to see the truth has to come out. Yes, the truth has to come out. Let's take a look now at the whistleblower before we get to Anna. We'll be right back with Anna after this.
You'd think you'd know not to lie about something so obvious. He said it was a Muslim burial at sea. Nonsense. And so this big lie that you see, Biden, Hillary, and Clinton worked this agreement with Iran. They trusted Iran to move Bin Laden to Pakistan. He did. He was there. But then they trusted Iran to keep him there. They moved him out back to Iran. And then the communication from Iran to Obama was, hey, we got your neck in a noose. Give us all this money, $152 billion, $2 billion on an airplane pallet, was paid out for the secrets I wish to reveal now and to the president under the terms of misprision and treason. That is to say, this is a secret. These are secrets worth $152 billion paid by President Obama. And Vice President Biden paid with the blood of SEAL Team 6 when he had them killed.
So it's blackmail and extortion, then.
Blackmail and extortion. Now, Iran commandeered.
You have the documents to prove this.
Yes.
Now,
if Iran. Yes, sir.
Well, I was going to ask you, if you have those documents, are you willing to personally deliver those to President Trump if he were to provide the transportation and the guarantee of safety for you to do that?
Well, I'm not concerned about safety. There's always an invisible hand that protects us, and we're on the winning team. America's on the winning team.
Not one sparrow falls to the ground outside of God's will.
Yes. It would be my pleasure and my honor to bring this material to President Trump. There's a massive amount, terabytes, documents, video, audio.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Infowars.com studios. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones back here on the road, about to get into the office, and I'll be in studio. But I wanted to follow these reports right now here on air. Here is a few more minutes from the Next News Network piece with Gary Franchi and the evidence that they're laying out from the reported whistleblower. We'll air a couple more minutes of that, and then we will go right into Michael Savage laying this out from 9 years ago. Because, again, we get caught up in whether this whistleblower is real or whether Bin Laden died or didn't. What we know is the evidence is overwhelming. They had a bomb on board of the Chinook with the, 28 Navy SEALs on board. And then some others died suspiciously. And it's just an absolute criminal activity of the deep state trying to cover up their tracks. And it does tie into Iran and the Palace of Cash and all the rest of it. I don't know if it's $150 billion that this guy's saying, but it's definitely over $40 billion, and it is a incredible travesty, $2 million in pallets of cash as well. So back to this investigative report, and then we'll get to the report from 9 years ago, and I'll be back in studio.
I will do everything that I can to get this video.
And now joining me is Anna Kate. Anna has personally seen and heard the evidence firsthand. She was there when the information was transferred to a person of influence in the United States government. Anna, break this all down for us. This is huge news. What are the implications for Obama, Hillary, Brennan? What did you hear on those audio recordings?
First of all, thank you, Gary, for having me on. I want to say this is the most explosive information that Americans and the entire world will ever hear. I have to say these men are heroes. Alan, Charles, Nick, they are American heroes. It's an honor to even be a part of this. This, I was not expecting this at all. I was attending American Priority Conference in Florida, where Trump Doral, and they were the last ones to speak. Save the last, best for last, because shockingly, they gave this presentation, dropped this Benghazi bombshell on all of our heads, and we're all wondering what in the world just happened. I came up to honor these wonderful men. They're Christian men. They're spirit-filled men. As a Christian, I wanted to honor them as American patriots and heroes. And they basically said, hey, we need someone to help release this right now. Would you help us? And so I jumped on the bandwagon. We got to my room right away, put the stuff out there. They showed me a lot of the documents. I heard the audios. I heard even more audios this morning. Gary, it is explosive, the audios that they have. I can't mention some of the names, but I'll tell you the biggest names in intelligence, the biggest names in the Obama administration, Brennan, Clinton. There's so much. It ties into Joe Biden. There is so much here. What this administration has done is absolute treason. Now, we all know, and not all of us actually in America are aware, that something was wrong with Benghazi. Okay, there were red flags there, and there was big red flags with SEAL Team 6 who took out Osama bin Laden. It was interesting timing right before Obama's reelection how this bin Laden raid happened. But turns out that all of these stories, they're all linked together. This is the best kept secret in this country until now.
Okay, that's part of the Next News Network report. Now let's go to Michael Savage 9 years ago on RT talking about what really happened to the Navy SEALs, because that's what's important. This is documented. It's known that this part is accurate. And I'm really concerned that all this other stuff tying into Benghazi and everything else could discredit that. And I'm talking to some top experts right now that we're going to have on the show very, very soon to actually suss out what's really going on. But here is Michael Savage, who is absolutely on target.
Well, the first question is, why were all of these SEALs from SEAL Team 6, the same unit that took out Osama bin Laden, put on one old, slow-flying Vietnam-era helicopter, a CH-47 Chinook, when America has some of the most advanced helicopters in the world. They never use Chinooks for this kind of extraction mission. This was odd, number one. Number two, why would you put all of your best men in one helicopter? Why make such a single target? Why not disperse them in three fast attack helicopters? So those are the questions that have never been answered.
But is it clear that the same SEALs who were involved with the Osama bin Laden raid were the ones who were on this helicopter?
No, but they were part of the same unit. They were from the Naval Special Warfare Development Group, Gold Squadron, Team 6. Same unit, same team.
Okay, well, there has been a hearing on this very issue. It was called back in February. What was the result of that hearing? Was there any progress made in beginning to understand why that aircraft went down, why there were so many Navy SEALs on one particular aircraft?
Well, I never heard anything that came of it. It wasn't substantive. It was a typical whitewash, a typical U.S. government whitewash. I mean, why did they even have a hearing? Because the parents were screaming out. The parents, have you spoken with the parents at all?
I have not, but I was going to ask you to tell me what you've learned from some of the parents you've spoken to.
Say that they have the documents to prove that this was not an accident, number one. Michael Strange, the father of one of the SEALs who was killed, said that on at least three separate occasions prior to this event, his son grabbed him by the arm and announced that he had prepared his will. And his father said to him, he's never done this before. And Michael, his son, who later died in this crash, said, something's going on with the team. Somebody's leaking things out. Something's going on. When he was on the show and he said that, I said to him, your son knew he was being sent to his death? The father replied, they knew. They knew something was up, every one of them. Other families of Navy SEALs who died in this crash reported similar experiences with their sons the last time they saw them. There are other anomalies that did come out. And you have to talk to some of the parents who have more of the paperwork than I do. They're the ones who demanded the hearing and got it. Now, the father said on the show that there was no chase helicopter. There was no other support for the SEAL team, which is very unusual. I said to him on my radio show, so you're saying they planned to execute your son and the others on purpose? The father of the dead SEAL said this, 100%, sir. 100%. That's what the father said. So, I don't have the answers, but I do have some questions.
Right. Well, some of the families, of course, believe the story should be put to rest. Others have insinuated that something is going on, that the government may have purposely put these SEALs in harm's way. What would be the motive of the government to do that? Have you ever thought about why this theory could even stick in the first place?
Sure, I have. Absolutely. There are many people in this country who suspect that this administration has been penetrated by Islamists at the highest level. You say that's crazy. There are television shows about double agents. The idea of a double agent or two or three or four or more is not something new to government. We all know it exists. Why could it not, therefore, exist in this government? So let's assume that did exist. Let's take that crazy conspiracy theory to its logical conclusion. Wouldn't that then make sense that they made the decision to put them all in this helicopter? Or let's throw away the conspiracy theory. Let's ask this. Who in the Defense Department made this decision to put all of them in an old, slow-flying helicopter into a hot combat zone? Why did they not put them into three fast-strike helicopters? Who in the Defense Department made this decision? Who in the Oval Office made this decision? These are the questions that have never been answered. And if I were a congressman running a hearing, I wouldn't have stopped until I got that answer, because somebody did this. Even, let's say, again, no conspiracy. It was just an idiot in the Defense Department.
The future isn't coming. It's here. And in the future, keeping your humanity, saving your soul, your integrity, your very essence is going to be your most valuable asset. In fact, it's going to be your only asset. The world being built by the technocrats and the trap they've now sprung with COVID-19 and the endless lockdown is the beginning of the process of taking us past domestication into total and complete dehumanization. Human life will be impossible to be carried out
in an original biological way by the year 2050. This is their stated goal. I'm sorry to have to report horrifying things like this to you, but only by facing the horror and not projecting your own decency onto the enemy can we turn this around. You must study their own writings, you must face the facts, and you must come to grips with it. You're all being incrementally destroyed.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Guy that goes and watches Olympus is Falling and believes all this and really thinks you're a hero. G.I. Joe, great American hero. Yo, Joe. You don't work for Joe. Joe got taken over. The G.I. Joe command base is run by Cobra. Do you understand that? And I use a child analogy to get through to you because that's your main programming template in North America. They're on record with that. That was all Pentagon directed. You understand? You work for Cobra. You dress like Cobra. You have the tactics of Cobra. You are Cobra. Hail Cobra. You want to be little boys? Or do you want to really join the Republic?
They know what's going on at the Bundy Ranch, and they won't even let a police information officer give us any information. That's a bunch of bull.
It's all these stupid G.I. Joe movies and stuff where the White House is attacked. The White House is run by Cobra.
When I went through the process of becoming press secretary, one of the first things they told me was, you're not even to acknowledge the drone program. You're not even to discuss that it exists.
It's run by chaos. It's run by Spectre.
Special Executive for Counterintelligence, Terrorism, Revenge, Extortion.
They run little kids. They run the snuff films. They run the drugs. They run it all. And because you act like a bunch of naive chumps, this whole thing's going to come down on us.
Very much concerns me, considering that they have all this bulk ammunition, that they're shooting targets of children.
Would you like to tell me who it is that is doing this?
It is the Department of Homeland Security, sir.
Oh, thank you for calling.
To every police officer in this country, to every FBI agent, to every Secret Service agent, you work for Spectre. You work for Chaos. You work for Cobra. How do they get power? They stage a terror attack using Spectre, using Cobra. Who is Cobra? Arms dealing, drug dealing, money laundering group wearing masks? They wear masks, ladies and gentlemen, because they're the corporate CEOs. And they're manipulating the governments against each other. Cobra runs the Muslims. Cobra runs the CIA. Cobra runs it all. Cobra is real. You can call it whatever you want. Cobra is in control of America. And Cobra says the veterans and the gun owners, they're saying that we're the bad guys.
These people who hold themselves out to be patriots are not. They're nothing more than domestic terrorists.
That's what Cobra would say. That's what Spectre would say.
Go f*** yourself. Thomas, sir, thank you.
That's what Goldfinger would say, because that's who those people are.
I am Supreme Cobra Commander. You call your petty bureaucrats officials and authorities, you will kneel before Cobra or face my wrath.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You pathetic little worm. How dare you call me Mr. Cobra?
What is the main reason why this would be a lie? Why would it be covered up if it was really just a cooperative agreement with Pakistan? Where's the motive?
Well, no, the motive is very simple. The idea, of course, was that we did have a walk-in. That's what the CIA calls somebody who comes in and sort of, you could argue, betrays his company or his country for money. He took most of the $25 million, at least 20 of it. Well, that was the offer we had on the table for information leading to the whereabouts of bin Laden that had been going on. We had that offer outstanding since 2002. So some guy walks in and he's basically involved in the protection of bin Laden on behalf of the Pakistani intelligence service, and we start from there.
But how do you think, Mr. Hirsch, how do you think a guy walks in to the Islamabad embassy when you know how, and certainly this person would know, how closely watched it is by Pakistani authorities? How would someone just walk in and give this kind of information?
Well, I don't know the details of how he walked in.
Matters.
It's not very, well, of course it does, but it's not very, I can tell you right now, he talked to the station chief, a man named Jonathan Bank, a very competent officer. And the CIA and the government did what you do in a case like this. You make sure you give this guy a polygraph test. A team came out from Washington to do so, and they vet. You know, always worry about a walk-in. You know, that a lot of them have a lot of reasons that aren't particularly reliable or very tasteful. So they worked him to the bone. And then we began to do the issue, and we realized the president was asking a lot of very good questions. Is this, you know, how do we know it's really bin Laden, et cetera? And we realized we had to go and talk to the Pakistanis who were keeping him. And the head of the Pakistani military, a guy named General Kiani and a guy named General Pasa, eventually agreed to cooperate with us. They didn't have much choice. We can cut off our supply of arms and money under the table to the generals, and we did so. We put a lot of pressure on them, and they worked with us. Of course they worked with us. The alternative is you want to believe what I call a Lewis Carroll fairy tale, that bin Laden, who the most hunted man since 2002 in the world, decided he's going to, the one safe place to live is at a compound 40 miles from the main capital of Pakistan.
That's the point of intrigue that has always been a point of skepticism, is that we all thought he was hiding in some honeycomb cave somewhere, and it turns out that he was right down the street from the equivalent of their West Point. But, you know, with that as a starting point, the idea, though, but, you know, you, obviously, look, I don't mean to tell you the trade. You've been doing it at such a high level for such a long time. But the idea that we were working with them, and then after, as soon as it comes out, the Pakistani government condemns us unconditionally for doing it. I mean, it just doesn't seem that they were owning their own narrative. Why wouldn't Pakistan come out and say, we gave you this guy, we helped you?
Well, the idea was, the understanding was, first of all, bin Laden's very popular inside Pakistan. A majority of the unwashed, of the people there, most of the public.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Wild horses to drag me away. It is 11:39 Central Time, and I've gotten in the saddle here. I had a 9 a.m. dentist appointment. Taped part of what you heard earlier on the way there. And then, great dentists, great people, but they had some issues today and kind of assholed around and got me out of there about 45 minutes to an hour late. So I am here, ladies and gentlemen, and glad to be here. You know, that's the thing about getting old. I always had the best teeth ever. Never had a broken tooth, never had a cavity, never had a problem. I hit about 44, and my teeth just started breaking from, I guess, clenching them at night. So I've been getting implants put in from some of the molars that went out. And last time I got one of these implant posts put in, it was not painful. So I'm like, yeah, I don't need painkillers. Yeah, I don't need extra deadening, you know, just the basic deadening. And, boy, I wish I had taken the extra deadening. I kind of like my face not being totally numb. It is really lighting me up right now. But all part of the flavor of life. Okay, here's the deal. We've already spent so much time on the story that came out Sunday about the CIA whistleblower and the guy's wearing a wizard suit. And if you haven't seen the video, he's saying a lot of things that seem credible. I'm just saying we have the SEAL team families. We have the documents. We have the evidence. No one ever covers that. So that's why I played Michael Savage. Hard to believe that was already 9 years ago talking about it. And you know, there's reports we did as well, but more interesting to hear Michael Savage talk about it. I just know that it's a dude in a blue and white wizard outfit. And, I mean, nothing against people that dress like wizards. And he's, you know, talking to the family, one of the SEALs that got killed. But he's saying that bin Laden was alive. Well, I mean, that's just not the case. But I'm glad this story's big. I'm glad it's out there. I didn't mean to turn the whole day into it. But, hell, we got Steve Pachinik popping in and Jason Goodman. I mean, Goodman has got a guest he has all the time that's written books on this that just details what really happened. And this could bring down the deep state. I mean, they did kill those Navy SEALs. So I just thought we'd give you a little less wizard, a little more action, to quote the king, as he's known, Elvis. And I'll be happy to have the wizard on the show as well. It's just that's the kind of thing the CIA will do, is when they'll put out something real. Then they'll mix in some disinfo, and then they'll say something like, oh, and there's slave colonies on Mars, the middle of the interview. Or they'll say, oh, I'm wearing a wizard outfit. But, you know, you could say I act quirky sometimes and discredit things, but that's not on purpose. I just get out of control. Like yesterday, I was exhausted in the fourth hour and just get so sick of the New World Order. So I kind of went crazy on air and did my impromptu Xi Jinping. Politically incorrect. I was playing it for my wife this morning. She goes, what the hell is that? It's like 6 a.m. She hears me playing in the kitchen. She goes, what is that? You did that on air? Down with Trump. Up with Xi Jinping. We got so much breaking. We got Hunter Biden's laptop servicing right on time. So much more.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Second, third, and fourth hour today, but Bill Gates has reared his ugly head again, crawled out from under his eugenics New Order rock, and the video is up at Infowars.com and a big Ben Warren article. Gates slams vaccine conspiracy theories targeting him and Dr. Fauci. Now he goes on and says, I don't have a plan to put microchips in you. You know you just hired MIT and Rice University to come up with it, and they say that you funded them too. And you don't have a plan to make people take shots, you just have a plan to have governments do it. And you don't have a plan to keep governments closed and economies closed for 10 years, your foundation does. So if I had to give a bravada award or a arrogance award, what's the right word for it? Hubris award? Chutzpah award? Chutzpah. It would be Bill Gates. He would win every year. The chutzpah of this guy to sit up there and say it's the end of civilization and we're going to forcibly give you these shots and they make you sick, but there are conspiracy theorists that say I've got vaccines that make you sick. We played the clips yesterday where he said 700,000 will get sick at least. They'll never be able to go back to normal, some form of normalcy in 10 years. Everything we told you. And then they admit, oh, the vaccine doesn't protect you against COVID-19. Because the body sees COVID-19 as such a non-threat, it won't even produce an antibody for it. I never got to this last week. I was downtown at a meeting, I'll leave it at that, and I happened to run into one of the top biotech heads in the country. I'm going to leave it at that. And I talked to these folks some, and then afterwards I was talking to some of the associates, and they're like, yeah, you know, he's just sold this to this company and that to that company, and I'm sitting there search engineering and going, yeah, that's the guy. Oh, yeah, he says it's all a hoax, and the body won't even recognize it because it won't even make antibodies for it because it's so weak, and that it's, you know, really a simulant out of vaccines that got out. But what it really has is gain of function, so everybody ends up getting it, so everybody's suspect, and it's all a big giant fraud from Dr. Fauci and Bill Gates. And the guy was saying some of this to me. We're like, oh, but don't be political. Don't, you know, don't say his name. And it's just, we already knew all this. I already know all this. But you're sitting there talking to a billionaire, and he's just laughing about Bill Gates and Fauci. But what's funny about everything being locked down, the third world starving, and the tracking apps and the forced inoculations and all this crap? But all these guys have this normalcy bias where it's like, even though they're against it, it's funny to them. So that's why Gates says, oh, it'll be 10 years. It'll take about 5 vaccines a year, but someday we'll get something, and you'll never go back to normal until COVID is eradicated and not one person has it. An impossible goal that gives him and his ring of vaccine companies total power over the whole planet. And I was sitting there at the dental office this morning, and the nice ladies got wearing a mask, and I've got my stupid mask on because, you know, it's their business. But she says, how are you doing, Alex? And I said, I'm not doing good. Bill Gates says we're going to have masks on for 10 years. And she goes, I don't care. I'm used to it now. And I said, well, what about the forced inoculation? She goes, oh, really, that? But see, that's the thing, is everybody's like, oh, I'll be tough, I'll just take it. No, you're submitting to your own destruction. Now they're saying wear a mask while you eat and eat under them. It's all, and wear them while you have sex. And, oh, your home assistant's going to watch you and make sure you do. This is the way to make you guilty, make you dirty, make you bad, make you a suspect. And it's beyond outrageous. And it's the biggest power grab in history. And it's the AI rollout, and it's about, I mean, Microsoft has said, we're leading the way, they're in charge, no one's going to work in an office anymore. You'll have to have an app on your phone where your car can start, if you have a car, showing that what you are doing is authorized. And again, that's in a group of TV shows they put out by the British government 10 years ago for UK school children called Planopolis. And it shows the future, compact cities. Your phone has to give you authorization to leave your house. Everywhere you go is tracked to save the earth and lower carbon. And then Bill Gates is up there bragging, oh, this is good. It's going to lower your carbon and lower the population. They're hiding it all in plain view. What a group of wicked, evil people. What a cult. So I see listeners on Bandot Video, most of them don't complain, some do, I listen to you, like, man, I wish he'd stop harping on Bill Gates. Every show is like the same show over and over again. Well, if you just want entertaining news, you can go find that somewhere. This is a planetary takeover with forced inoculations and AI tracking systems and social credit scores. And it's going to absolutely implode the economy forever and make you where you are dependent on the system that then is going to make you get sterilized and so much more. It only gets dystopic from here. And the more you submit, the worse it gets. And Bill Gates is out there on TV telling you he's your boss and that when you're going to be able to come out and have a job and not wear a mask and now you're going to take 5 vaccines a year for the next 10 years. And he's just telling you how the future is going to work because it's all engineered. Oh, and by the way, he's a famous depopulation family. So, here he is, Gates slams vaccine conspiracy theories. How about our free will? We don't want to take what you've got for us. We don't like you. You're not our doctor. Here he is.
Do you hear people? I mean, I've been shocked at the blowback I've seen directed at you over vaccines for this stuff, but for the masks, too. How frustrating is that to you?
Well, the whole digital media space where people are dealing with the bad news of the pandemic has spun up a lot of conspiracy theories. And the two people who are most targeted on those are Dr. Fauci and myself in terms of, do we have some blind reason to think vaccines are important in general? And, that's unfortunate, particularly if it undermines the mask wearing or if it undermines as the vaccine gets approved. Are we able to have people not only protect themselves, but protect their loved ones, protect the community by participating in something that's been proven to be safe?
And pause again. It's been proven to be safe, really. There it is. Dr. Fauci backed controversial Wuhan lab with U.S. dollars for risky coronavirus research, Newsweek. Bill Gates was the main funder of the lab with illegal stuff he couldn't do in the U.S. Then they release it so they can then own it and control it, and he just uses a word like conspiracy theory. And how we need everybody to take it to help others. See, if you don't take it, you're going to hurt others. But I thought if they take it, they're protected. But then he admits in a clip I played yesterday that the vaccine won't protect you. So you're like, well, wait a minute, you're lying to me. But if you have an opinion about his lies, you can put 2 + 2 together and say 4. He calls that a conspiracy theory. See, critical thinking is now conspiracy theory. Questioning known liars is conspiracy theory. He's invested in all the major vaccine companies that you can think of, I mean, almost all of them, and then he takes tax-exempt money and puts it in those that then make profits and gives it back to himself. So he has a conflict of interest on top of it. It's unbelievable. And he says, oh, but it's safe. But in other interviews, he says it can kill you. Here he is.
Have you talked to Dr. Fauci about it?
Yeah, he and I don't talk about the conspiracy theories because, neither he or I, have how to stop that. He and I talk about the antibody studies. You know, the scientific team at the foundation gets on the phone with him on a regular basis, and because he's seen company innovations.
By the way, he's paid him to put a bunch of fake studies out
because we have a global
hydroxychloroquine on all of it. He's been caught.
Dialogue with the private companies on a regular basis.
They put the fake call out about remdesivir.
How do we get antibodies going faster? Or what are we thinking about the different vaccines?
Oh, that's enough of him.
So it's a
hey, Bill Gates, we're watching you, you and your purple sweater. We're watching everything you do, you little crook, you megalomaniac. And so everybody that gets sick, you're not going to be able to cover it up with your liability protection. Everything that goes on, you're not going to get away with it, you little Hitler. You understand that? You punk. You autistic psychopath. You got that, you little monster? You and your father that's burning in hell? You and your mother that's burning in hell? You'll be joining them in hell, you little murdering eugenics bastard? I pray to God, God bring you to justice. I pray that God destroy you, monster.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.